Election Day was a big one for the governor and other supporters of adding casinos in New York State. The proposition, which passed by 57% of the vote, will mean New York will add up to 7 casinos in a state that already has 9 racetracks with video lottery terminals and 5 casinos located on Native American reservations. The first 4 casinos will be built upstate, the Catskill, Southern Tier, and Albany area. They will operate exclusively for 7 years. After that 7-year period, there'll be an opportunity to add 3 more in the New York City area. The law takes effect January 1. Casino proponents benefited from big spending. Supporters of the casino proposal raised over $2.2 million. The proposal also benefited from out-of-state money. The National Teamsters Union, Las Vegas-based Bally Gaming, and EPR Properties, a Kansas City-based real estate trust, donated a total of $100,000 to New York Jobs Now, a coalition of labor and business groups pushing the casino amendment. Opponents of casinos questioned the economic impact of the proposal. Casinos, they said, amounted to a regressive tax on lower-income individuals and gambling addicts. But the proponents won. New York State will expand the number of casinos. However you felt about the decision, one problem was clear. The process of choosing the ballot language was deeply flawed. New York law requires that the State Board of Elections develop the ballot language that goes along with a constitutional amendment. Sometimes those amendments are quite technical and need a common sense explanation. However, the law is weak in this area. There is no clear election law requirement that the ballot language must be unbiased. There is no requirement that the public have a meaningful opportunity to comment on the drafted ballot language. And there's no place where the public can go to get unbiased information on the potential benefits and costs of the proposal. I'll briefly touch on each of these areas. Unbiased language. The state election law requires that the State Board of Elections ensure that it produce ballot language that, quote, briefly and in a clear and coherent manner, uses words with common and everyday meanings, the subject matter of the amendment, proposition, or question, unquote. There is no explicit requirement that the language be unbiased. There must be. Second, comment period. Current law requires that the board must, quote, at least 3 months prior to the general election, transmit to each county board of elections a certified copy of the text of each amendment. In addition, current law allows that any legal action on the language must be brought within 15 days after the last day to certify the warning of any abstract or form of submission. There is no requirement that there be a public comment period on any proposed ballot language. Under state law, any draft agency regulation is subject to a public comment period. Amendments to the state constitution deserve it too. And last, public information. As you know, when it came to the casino vote, virtually all the money spent was in support of the proposal. It's fair to say that the supporters' ads were one-sided. The government should provide a voter's guide for ballot propositions. According to the National Conference of State Legislatures, at least 16 states offer voter's guides, usually to help explain referenda questions on the ballot. Ironically, New York City residents already get a voter's guide. The rest of New York State should, too. When lawmakers return to the Capitol in January, fixing the ballot language process should be something that gets done quickly. That's all for now. I'll be keeping an eye on the Capitol, and we'll talk to you again next week.